dump all that.
Yeah, blackjack land. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
And that's black. It's good farming land. And then they call this. You know, Wallace had something to death with a call. He called some kind of shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would just be little fine grains that looked like little shots, and it was rich as everything. But if it got very dry, well, it was bad.
Yeah, burn things up. But
yeah.
If it got the right kind of water, it would make it rich as
next. And we have just hell land, which is just red dirt.
The loam is
no. Mm-hmm. No, the loam is, yeah.
Yeah, loam.
But that red dirt ain't.
That red dirt ain't, unless
it's. Yeah, fertilize and use a lot of stuff to make it work.
Okay. Are there any streams or things like that around here with names?
Oh, yeah.
Any size?
Yeah, that's right. One right back over here that runs down through here called Cane Creek.
Well,
and that's it, Cane Creek.
Cane Creek, yeah.
That's it. And then we have one down here on Natchez Trace called Chihuahua. Chihuahua
Channel.
And the one that was went through where I was live was 20 Mile.
20 Mile Channel.
Runs into the Tombigbee River over here. Then, hello, we got some on up in Tishomingo, Brown's Creek.
Yeah.
And,
it's in the Tennessee River.
Brown Creek is just a creek.
Yeah.
And up in Tennessee River is Bear Creek.
Yeah.
Up on where I'm talking about, that man I was telling you about, Okalili, that's another channel. That runs on down in 20 Mile.
A channel and a creek about the same thing?
No, a channel is bigger than a creek. A little old creek is just not very wide. It's just a little drainage place. You know?
Water that works into this channel.
And they have just recently, in the last few years, dammed this, put a watershed right up above us here, and it holds this water back out of Cane Creek. And right down here is another little creek. I don't know what they call that. Town Creek.
Town.
That's right.
Yeah, town.
And it holds it. It runs the back of my sister's house down here, and they're having to pay so much on that watershed thing to the rest of their life because the ditch, their house was setting back this side of that ditch, and it would overflow, get up to their house.
Just get up in the house.
Right, it sure did.
You got these watersheds.
They had a watershed right up here, though.
It just let so much in. Mm-hmm. It would flood the town down here, mm-hmm. across town
sure
and all,
would.
Isn't that? Big rain, you're right, but you got these watersheds up in there, this whole impact lets so much in.
Is there anything smaller than a creek that you'd have a name for?
Just a little old brook.
Or a pond.
Mm-hmm. Rivulet or something like that.
Okay. What would you call a place that's, let's say, it might be out in the woods that's been cut by flowing water, maybe about 10 feet? Across and 10 feet deep.
You just a washout.
A washout?
Uh-huh.
And flowing water will cut that?
Yeah, it will. We've had that happen. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as a place that has been caused by a heavy rainfall? Would that be a washout too?
It could be. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure could.
Have you ever heard people refer to something as a ravine?
Yeah, that's just an old... That's where a lot of trees and vines and just undergrowth comes up and nobody clears it out and it's just an old ravine.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Is that the same thing as a gully?
Well, it could be.
Yeah, sure.
A gully is just